This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so General Electric, maybe the iconic American industrial conglomerate. For years, the standard by which other manufacturers in this economy were judged. The problem is that those years, when it was the standard, they weren't recent years. CEO Jeff Immelt resigned today under pressure, it's assumed, as GE has gotten bogged down. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
For a long time, GE tried to be all things to all people. With this slogan,
"We bring good things to life."
Its commercials showed off a dizzying array of products, from light bulbs to airplane engines. GE has sold off some divisions, but it's still a global conglomerate. Barbara Noverini is an equity analyst at Morningstar. She says one troubled segment can drag down the whole company's profits. Exhibit A, the GE division that makes equipment for struggling oil drillers.
They're going to cut back on buying equipment and also, you know, cut back a little bit on services as well.
Another problem for conglomerates, every decision their CEOs make is huge. If they make a wrong bet, they lose millions. Mike Useem is a professor of management at the University of Pennsylvania.
They are spending sometimes $10 or $15 million a day with the cash that comes through.
Useem says GE needs to hunker down. Focus on making products for industries like airplane engines and hospital equipment. Detlef Sudero is a senior lecturer at the International Business School at Brandeis.
These are million-dollar machines. There are huge margins on these.
Sudero says the profit margins on engines and ultrasounds will raise GE's bottom line if it can get rid of less productive divisions and not bring so many things to life. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
A possibly long-forgotten fact, GE was the founding sponsor of this broadcast, and as such got its "We Bring Good Things to Life" jingle in our theme song. That is a true story. You can look it up.